Shortly after Hurricane Katrina, we met some people who simply refused to leave their home.
How high did the water get in here?
In here? How high can you see? That's how high it went, buddy.
Donald Bordelon and his wife Colleen have become regular guests on this program. And 2 years after Katrina, we called them again. We're talking with people who made a difference. And the Bordelon's home outside New Orleans is now different. Mr. and Mrs. Bordelon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, good to talk with you again.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, too. We've been moving along, you know, still working on a house. Got the inside finished, working on the outside right now.
Well, now, let's talk about that for a minute, because when we first met you, the first floor of your house was completely destroyed. The second floor of your house didn't honestly look very much better. But I had a colleague who dropped in on you, as you know, not too many weeks ago, and he said he practically wanted to move in. The house looked so nice.
Oh, yeah, the inside come out nice, you know.
You got the drywall up, the sheetrock?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man. Got the TV, the cable in, all the furniture's pretty much in, you know.
So just for the record, for people to know, if you happen to have your house completely flooded out by a major hurricane, it only takes you about 2 years to get back in order.
Well, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, we still don't have regular telephone service in this area.
They don't?
Nope, still ain't got phone lines yet. They're working on it, though. I'd say another 2 or 3 months, maybe, you know.
You said you're still working on the outside of the house?
Redoing the side and on the outside. Put new side, new gutter cans. Had propeller marks on the carport, so we had to change the carport, you know.
We should remind people, you had your boat parked on top of the carport because that's how high the water was, right?
Yeah, right. To get us out upstairs, I just rode the boat right across the carport, you know.
Now, what about the rest of the neighborhood?
It's coming back. I got a couple friends up the street. They got, they done put maybe 2 or 3 or 4 of these modular homes.
And are these people who lived on the street before?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them did. The one up the street, I don't know who bought the lot or whatever, you know. I don't know who it is yet, but it's where it's 30, 35 houses away from me. 35 lots away from me, I should say.
35 lots. About how many people would you say are actually living on those 35 lots now?
Right now, yeah. In the 35 lots, they got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 7 of us.
Mm.
Some of them still in FEMA trailers.
Colleen Bordelon, your family is now settled in Mississippi?
My family's doing pretty good. The good part was in July we had our 50th birthday party for my sisters and myself. We turned 50 in July.
Yeah, she's a triplet.
You're a triplet?
Yes.
I had no idea.
I thought I told you that.
No,
yes.
You never told me that.
Three girls, you know, two of us look alike. The third one, total opposite. Black hair, darker complexion.
Mm. Were you all living in New Orleans before the storm? Or around it?
Okay, there was 9 of us in the family.
9 of you.
9 kids, right. And 3 of them lived away. 1 in Slidell and 2 in Mississippi.
And now, everybody else was right around New Orleans.
Right around by my mama's, you know. But now, everybody's gone and it's just my brother and I that's still down here.
Mm. Do you ever get used to what the neighborhood looks like now?
No, not really. You know, like we said before when you was here, when you're inside, you don't see all that. You know, you don't even think about it until you go outside and then you say, yuck.
Is the neighborhood any noisier than it was? That was one of the amazing things at first, was how incredibly quiet it was when you were almost the only people left.
It's so quiet, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a lot quieter than what it was. You don't have the car traffic like you used to have, you know? Matter of fact, it was yesterday evening after they had a little rain here yesterday during the day. It was really nice. It wasn't a hard rain or nothing. That afternoon, it really got pretty. We went and sat out on the front porch. And when you're sitting out there in the evening, you know, that's, you think about more of it then, you know? But like a little while ago, I was on a scaffold on the side fixing my roof over here, putting a new roof on a carport. You know, you're just working along. You don't think about it. You're just fixing your place up, trying to make it nice, you know, and have a nice time on the weekends.
Mm. Well, Donald and Colleen Bordelon, I've enjoyed speaking with you once again.
All right, then. It was nice talking to you, and we'll holler at you another day.
Okay, hang
Take
in
care.
There. We'll see you before long.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Watch a slideshow featuring the Bordelons at npr.org.